πέφτουμε. Μα όταν πέφτουμε, πέφτουμε πάνω τους. Πέφτουμε πάνω στα κεφάλια τους. Οι ευχές τους γίνονται κατάρες τους και έχουμε. Ένα κόσμο να αλλάξουμε. Πέφτουμε πιο συχνά από ό,τι αντέχουμε. Μα μαζί σου λέω το έχουμε. Να σηκωνόμαστε μαζί να πέφτουμε. Μα όταν πέφτουμε, πέφτουμε πάνω τους.
Welcome to the Invisible Radio Show.
Τι κατάρες τους και έχουμε.
In the program today we will present two sections. The first section will present the voice of people considered illegal by the state and forced to stay at home during the lockdown in Greece, and of migrant people living in Amygdalesa, a migrant detention center close to the city of Athens. In the second section we will provide a summary of the latest incidents in camps, prisons and detention centers in Greece. We are a group of individuals living in Athens whose collective and individual lives have been strangled by the state response to the COVID-19 pandemic. This authoritarian reaction to the pandemic has especially targeted the lives of those who aim to live beyond the order of the state, those living on the streets, migrant people, people suffering intrafamiliar violence, and those confined to camps and prisons. Under these circumstances, we have decided to dedicate this period of increased state repression to get closer to others and build bonds. We are collecting stories, ideas, experiences, and reports from those considered illegal and banned from the streets, those living inside camps, detention centers and prisons of all forms in Greece. Through quarantine, entire camps and prisons, racial profiling, ID checks on the streets, and unequal access to health, the state response shows clearly its racist and elitist ideology. We reject this totally.
Είμαστε ένοχοι, μα όταν σπάμε κόβουμε την εποχή. Οι πιο συνεπείς τους εχθροί, η αναπνοή σε μια πόλη νεκρή. Και έχουμε για όταν πέσουμε, ένα κόσμο να ρίξουμε πάνω τους. Θα τους πέσει βάρη στο κεφάλι τους, δεν θα αντέξουν οι ασπίδες στα κράνη τους. Πέφτουμε, μα όταν πέφτουμε, πέφτουμε πάνω τους. Πέφτουμε πάνω στα κεφάλια τους. Οι ευχές τους γίνονται κατάρες τους και έχουμε.
We invite anyone to contact us and share their experience, stories or thoughts. We welcome people to express themselves in any language and we will find translation. Please contact us by email at invisible.radio@protonmail.com.
از همگان دعوت میکنیم تا با ما ارتباط برقرار کنید. حرف دل، تجربیات، افکار و داستانهایتان را به هر لهجه و زبانی با ما شریک بسازید. ما حرفهایتان را ترجمه خواهیم کرد تا به گوش مردم برسد. راه ارتباطی ما ایمیل آدرس invisible.radio@signprotonmail.com.
ہم سب کو دعوت دیتے ہیں کہ وہ ہم سے رابطہ کریں اور اپنے تجربات، کہانیاں یا خیالات کا اظہار کریں. ہم لوگوں کا خیر مقدم کرتے ہیں کہ وہ اپنی زبان کا انتخاب کریں اور برائے کرم اس ای میل کے ذریعے ہم سے رابطہ کریں.
Nous invitons toute personne à nous contacter pour partager leurs expériences, histoires ou réflexions. Nous invitons les gens à s'exprimer dans la langue de leur choix. Contactez-nous par mail à l'adresse invisible.radio@protonmail.com.
Καλούμε όποιο θέλει να επικοινωνήσει μαζί μας και να μοιραστεί τις εμπειρίες του, τις ιστορίες του ή τις σκέψεις του. Το κάθε άτομο είναι ευπρόσδεκτο να εκφραστεί στη δική του γλώσσα και θα βρούμε μετάφραση. Μπορείτε να μας βρείτε στο email invisible.radio@protonmail.com.
ندعوكم الاتصال بنا لمشاركة خبرتكم وقصصكم وأفكاركم. نرحب بالمشاركة بأي لغة تشعر بالارتياح بها.
الرجاء الاتصال بنا من خلال البريد الإلكتروني invisible.radio@protonmail.com.
Invitamos a ponerse en contacto con nosotras a cualquier persona que quiera compartir su historia, experiencia o reflexiones. Cualquier voz en cualquier idioma es bienvenida. Podremos facilitar traducciones. Podéis contactarnos a través de la dirección de correo electrónico invisible.radio@protonmail.com o también pueden visitarnos en el blog invisibleradio.blackblogs.org.
Μα μαζί σου λέω το έχουμε, να σηκωνόμαστε μαζί να πέφτουμε.
Πέφτουμε, μα όταν πέφτουμε, πέφτουμε πάνω. Πέφτουμε πάνω στα κεφάλια. Οι ευχές τους γίνεται κατάρα, τους και έχουμε. Ένα κόσμο να αλλάξουμε, πέφτουμε. Πιο συχνά ποτέ. Μα μαζί σου λέω το έχουμε, να σηκωνόμαστε μαζί να πέφτουμε.
Since New Democracy came to power in July 2019, campaigning on a platform of law and order, they have hired over 2,000 new police officers. There has been a focus on DIAs, the motorcycle-based cops who move in groups of between 2 and 8 bikes. Their primary task is to stop and harass people on the street. In addition, there are large-scale and covert sweeps, in which around 20 cops will descend on public squares, racially profile people, check IDs, and then take away groups of people in minibuses. During the lockdown in Greece, everyone needed to carry documents explaining their reason for being outside, as well as their IDs. This gave further power to the police. Post-lockdown, they continued to occupy the public squares.
For me, darling, and so young and their hearts were gay. I'm yours forever, he heard her say. But she knew in her heart that he could not stay.
Thanks to your radio service, which gave me the opportunity to express my thoughts. Well, I am a 20-year-old student, and the purpose of this message is to inform you about the difficulties I am going through in Greece. So I am living as an immigrant here and had to leave my home and escape my education as it was a war-torn region. I went through a lot of hardships in order to reach Greece. I have since childhood read in the books the history of the country, and the desire to see the place has been with me ever since. But then the reason to get here was our helplessness. And we survived all the way to reach here, but after coming here, life is one room. Has become even more difficult. We can't go outside because according to legal institutions, our stay here is illegal. Police can catch us wherever they see us and deport us back to where we came. I love listening to music and I spend my entire time listening to it away from the people locked in a solitary room. Even if I approach the law enforcement agencies, then also it will take me a long time to get a legal paper. I came here to spend the rest of my life and finish my studies. But life here seems to be more difficult. The people of Greece, you are wonderful. I would like to come out and meet you. I would like to enchant your historical places. And I would like to know more about you. But believe me, I am now sitting in fear of the police and the legal institutions. And I am afraid to get out of here. So therefore, the difficulty with which we have reached here, we should be given this opportunity to complete our education, make new friends, which are our basic human rights. Eventually, I would like to conclude that we should at least be given the only rights that are created for the welfare and the well-being of humanity. Nothing more than that. Thank you.
Once more in the old village square, so wait for me, darling, and I'll be there. Now her heart is sad as he sails the sea.
The detention center of Amygdalesia was built in 2012. It's used as a prison for people without papers before their deportation. but also as a place to keep unaccompanied minors until proper housing is found for them. The people inside, many more than the structure was built for, are imprisoned indefinitely in horrible conditions that destroy their health. Recently, under cover of the lockdown, the authorities seized people from Amygdalesa and moved them to Turkey secretly and with a lot of violence.
For me, darling, and I'll be there tomorrow.
Γεια σου, παιδιά. Εντάξει, δεν έχουμε κορονοϊό και δεν έχουμε και ρεύμα. Και αν ο καιρός έχει φτιάχνει ή φτιάξει, αλλά εμείς δεν έχουμε ρεύμα. Περίπου τώρα κάθε μέρα έχουμε αυτό το πρόβλημα. Δεν ξέρω τώρα, ξέρω για ποιο λόγο είμαστε εδώ. Δεν είναι ότι η προστασία, όπως λένε, είναι διαφορετικό. Γράφω και έναν κείμενο που έχει σχέση και κάτι με αυτό, δηλαδή με το κορονοϊό και εμείς, την κατάστασή μας, σαν μετανάστες που είναι κλεισμένοι κάπου μόνο για μόνο χαρτιά. Δηλαδή, τώρα με το κορονοϊό, νομίζω ότι κάπου πολλοί κόσμος καταλαβαίνει τι σημαντικό ή πόσο είναι ακριβά ή ακριβή η ελευθερία που πρέπει να μας καταλαβαίνουν κάπου και να βγάζουν αυτό το άδικο πράγμα που γίνεται στη χώρα, να πούμε, εδώ στην Ελλάδα, ότι δεν είναι σωστό να κρατάς κόσμος και να τους πάρεις ελευθερία τους μόνο γιατί δεν έχουν χαρτιά. Δεν αξίζει αυτό. Μακάρι να το καταλαβαίνει ο κόσμος, δηλαδή να καταλαβαίνουν ότι η ελευθερία δεν είναι κάτι, είναι ο χρόνος από ζωή, δηλαδή δεν πρέπει να πάει τζάμπα έτσι χωρίς δίκιο. Είμαστε καλά παιδιά εδώ, δεν είμαστε κακά παιδιά.
Hi. We don't have coronavirus and we don't have electricity either. And if the weather is better, we have no electricity now. About every day we have this problem. I don't know why we're here. It's not for protection, as they say. It's different. I'm also writing a text that has to do with this. The coronavirus and us. Our situation is migrants who are locked somewhere just for papers. I mean, now with the coronavirus, I think that a lot of people understand how important and how precious freedom is, and they should understand us somehow and remove this unfair thing that's going on in the country, in Greece, that it's not right to detain people and take their freedom just because they don't have papers. This is not worth it. I wish people understand this, understand that freedom is not something. It's a time off a life. I mean, it shouldn't go to waste in this unfair way. We are good kids here. We're not bad kids. What can I say? I wish they understand. I hope that in other places, too, everywhere, there is no such illness. I hope this is over very soon so that people can go on living with each other. Because freedom is a very precious thing. Very precious. Okay, but I think if you compare the numbers, generally how many dead people in the world from the flu and before, etc., their number is still the same. But movement has stopped that in the world, and what is happening and what states are doing. For some reason, I think the states are doing some kind of training on how to control people more. And this is a training to them, to see both how it works and how the system can control people. And as we know, the coronavirus is something that only a machine can understand if you have it or not. Not even a doctor can tell this. And it shows after 14 days, etc. I mean, what is happening in the world and how everything has stopped and the world is inside and so on. I mean, the reason up to now isn't worth all this that's happening in the world. It hasn't reached the point where it's worth doing something like this. Most of it is propaganda. There is too much phobia now. They've shown something, they have their own media, so they control and scare people so much because they want to do this for some reason that they know. But for me, there are two sides to this topic. I mean, one side is that it's a sickness that in practice we need to fight to get away from. And the other side is that it's also a big lie. They're using this thing for various purposes, and we're still in a normal situation. I mean, we used to have viruses before and people died. The world hadn't stopped. Why just now? I mean, what is the new thing that they want to try? Where is the novelty in this? A virus. It's not the first time that there's a virus and that people are dying. What's so different now? This. I want to say something else. You should be strong and believe in nature a bit. You're also a part of nature. You should have an organism. You have it normally, but it takes some soul. You have to believe it psychologically. You have power in your body that protects you from many things. And one of these, not corona or anything else, don't worry about any of these things. You have to be strong, not be afraid. Okay, stay home, if that's what makes sense until now, okay. You know what? It's very funny what they're going to do in Italy, because it's like, I'm tired of this, let me die. Now we're saying, why didn't we do this from the beginning? Why aren't we taking things in their own time? I mean, when they told the people in Italy to stay home, why didn't everyone say, no, I can't stay home? But then they slowly felt that they couldn't stay home. I mean, to some extent, I don't know if this makes sense, but people understand things only when they feel their heat. When they're having a hard time with something, they understand. Otherwise, never. This is a very strange rule. You can compare this to a fascist here in Europe, in general, with camps and various things being done to immigrants. There might be some people who have never seen difficulties and haven't been through this one, so they can't understand what it means to be a migrant and what it's like and what you are. This. I think this is probably our destiny, to learn and understand things late. But I hope that it's not too late. But you, I hope for you that you have time and you can fight and manage your psychology. I hope this is going forward, because it's very important. Life is full of viruses. Viruses don't stop. Different viruses. So we need to have protection. The more I understand things, I go on and I understand. I see that governments, the system, they've got us with very weak organization. The system that's got us is very weak, everywhere. But we thought, I used to think that the system is very strong, but it's not that strong. The opposite, it's very stupid. But it's got us and it controls us with power. This one, the one who has the gun, that's the one we have to listen to. Like we're here, 4 to 5 cops are keeping 1,000 people in here. This, it's a foolish thing. We don't know what will happen with us. We're living here without a future. The state isn't even thinking about us. Today it was a little funny. They also brought us eggs, these red eggs. Now, I don't know what kind of message this is. What, are we to celebrate Easter together? Now, I don't know if they believe in God. What they're doing to us here is unfair. I mean, it's
very strange what they're doing to us here. I mean, this is very strange. If they believe in God, God isn't saying to put us in here because of papers. Okay, this is something funny that I want to tell you. I put up the two eggs they gave me as decoration. I kept them for decor. What can I say now? What do we say? There are people who are slowly going crazy. It's somehow a little funny. This is very good. It's a very good start. I also got a good idea. We'll have more things to say, serious and other things, organized. Very good. About the police asking for money again. Yes, they're sort of right. With capitalism, that's right. They deserve more money. With dictatorships, yes, they should get more money and put us down into the earth. Not just take us from outside into here, in the caravans and such, no. They should make holes in the ground and put us down there. Maybe this is what we deserve. Okay, now we're living things in reverse. It's really very silly. It's very stupid what we're living now. What kind of minds are keeping us here and everywhere? Yes, but the thing is, where will they put them? Where we are, we don't have so much. Can you imagine that we are, like, more than 100? We only have one bathroom. There are no toilets. There are no beds. The mattresses are very shitty. I mean, no way. These mattresses have been here for years. They haven't changed them. What? I don't know. How? Somehow people need to see what we have in here. Exactly this, with these measures they're taking, which are not very sensible, they're very stupid things. I mean, people inside and then people outside, without a cure, and maybe back inside. I mean, the economic side is fighting the human side, or health. Health against economic things, which one's important. I think this is why they're opening spaces, just for financial reasons, or they wouldn't be opening anything. They don't care about people, if they are in or out, or how they live, and how long they'll stay inside, if they can move around as they wish. Now, us here, we're trying to withstand. There's a lot. I mean, many things are happening with the people here. You know, it's a jail without a reason. I mean, people have actually done nothing and they'll go crazy and now they're under a lot of stress. Many have started taking drugs. This isn't good or positive. Already, we don't know about airplanes, airports, if the airports will open and when. Because a lot of people here are waiting for a solution. They're saying that either deport us or let us go. Why are we in prison? These are very stupid things. Meanwhile, I don't know what they want from us now. For me, it's better to be outside. I don't know why they've put us here. For what reason? If there are so many people on the islands that they want to bring here, why are they keeping us here? There may be people who need this place more. I mean, it's better than some places, at least for people to sleep there. I've got somewhere to stay. Why? Okay, you also try to withstand the things that come. Now they're saying the next Friday or Saturday this will happen again. They'll take people from here again. Like this, they'll take them to the borders and they'll beat them up as well. I don't know about me, if I'll be on the list. I hope I'm not, because this isn't... It's not about going back or forth. It's a question of how, and how they're doing it plays a very big role. And the other part, for me, in particular, because I feel I'm from here too, Generally, they won't be able to cut off my relationship with Greece and my friends and all the people that I've met here until the trees and the rocks and everything. They won't be able to cut this no matter where I am in the world. But now the situation is like this. This is what I'd like to share with you. Again, from inside Amygdalisa, Amygdalisa. Here, 2 to 3 days ago, they were doing work around here because there are some caravans that were a mess, but they fixed them up. Today, they have brought some mattresses and beds that, okay, they've painted them and washed the things as if they were opening a new place, but it's not so nice and so normal. This. I don't know what they're doing. It's business. As you know, it's a business with a lot of money. We're in the middle, and we don't know what's going to happen with us. We can't see a thing. We're living like animals. These animals that are in a park, like they build parks for animals, we're the same. With the bars and stuff, the same. I mean, if we stay in here for very long, I think a lot of people will go crazy. We'll start thinking that we're animals. Not thinking, but I don't know. To some extent, we might just be that. So, in here we are resisting. We're getting through the situation. The psychological aspect. Because it's very tough in here. We're not in prison, and we're not out. But we are in prison. We're not out. It's a kind of crazy way to have prisons and stuff. This is a very strange and silly thing that's everywhere. It's everywhere. It seems silly, or, okay, silly, but also financial. And it's business for some mafia to be doing it this way. It's the illegal mafia. Ah, sorry, the legal mafia. The legal mafia. Okay, this is what we have so far. I hope you're also good, wherever you are. I think that, see, fear and sadness, these two words, I think that they had better not exist in the dictionary. They're very silly things. Sorry, but they are very silly words. Here they only give us decisions and stuff. For 3 months, for 6 months, for 1.5 year, this is all they're giving. And already they've taken people and taken them to Drama or Thessaloniki. Some people they've even taken back to Turkey. This. I mean, the police are doing some things. We don't know what they're doing. They're taking people back to Turkey. They've taken people who have been here for 9 years, taken them to Turkey. Now in Amygdalisa, they're slowly taking people back to Drama, Thessaloniki, the camp, and then they're sending them back to Turkey. Now I don't know why they're doing this with people who have been here for years without saying something. I mean, out of the blue, they've decided to do something like this. I still don't know what's going to happen with me. Every week, every Friday, they take people. I don't know if next week I'll also be on the list to go to Drama and then, like, Turkey. I'm not sure, but they're doing this. And they take them to the borders, and at the borders they remove everything from them, the phones. They take off everything, and then they leave them naked like that and send them back. I mean, they put them on the borders and tell them to go to Turkey. It's a very bad game played between Turkey and Greece. They're playing something like football with the migrants. One is sending them to the other, and people's rights are getting lost there at the borders. It's very hard on the people. I don't know what's going to happen. Now we're lost, more than before. What can I say? What can I say, people?
Δεν ξέρω, αλλά κάπου μπορεί να είμαστε. Άρα εμείς τώρα όλοι μας εδώ κάνουμε resistance, αντέχουμε την κατάσταση, το κότι ψυχικ, γιατί είναι πολύ σκληρό εδώ, δεν είμαστε φυλακοί, δεν είμαστε έξω. Αλλά είμαστε φυλακοί, δεν είμαστε έξω. Είναι λίγο τρελό τρόπο για φυλακές και τέτοια. Είναι πολύ, πολύ περίεργο και χαζό πράγμα που υπάρχει παντού. Αυτό που είναι παντού φαίνεται ότι είναι χαζό πράγμα. Ή να είναι, εντάξει, χαζό αλλά και οικονομικό και είναι business, κάποια μάφια το κάνουν με αυτόν τον τρόπο. Είναι η παράνομη μάφια. Α, sorry, η νόμιμη μάφια. Μαφία. Η νόμιμη μαφία. Εντάξει, αυτά τώρα έχουμε εδώ, μέχρι τώρα. Ελπίζω να είστε καλά και εσείς, όπου να είστε εδώ.
Οκ, στην και άλλο και πρέπει να σταματήσεις να φοβάσαι από, δηλαδή, για πάντα, δηλαδή. Δεν ξέρω, αλλά δεν πρέπει. Εγώ νομίζω ότι, κοίτα, φόβο και στεναχώρια. Αυτά τα δύο λέξεις, τι να πω, καλύτερα να μην υπάρχουν στο λεξικό. Είναι πολύ χαζά πράγματα. Sorry, αλλά είναι πολύ χαζή λέξη.
Man mi gama ke mi khondam bas khatere delet bud to migi tulu amam bash kheli zude vase betru Man mi gam khaste shodam az شب و دلتنگی و قربت تو میگی زندگی اینه درد تو درد محبت صدات همیشه متن خاطرات من بود توی نام گفته بودی مثل باد بی سر زمینی دنبال خودت میگردی خواب بارونو میبینی
On 4th of May, the general lockdown was lifted in Greece. This allowed people to be outside without an official reason and began the reopening of shops such as hairdressers. Without giving a reason, the Greek government simultaneously announced an extension of the lockdown in close migrant camps, including Moria in the island of Lesbos, until the 21st of May. On the 31st of May, the lockdown in Moria was extended for another week, meaning the camp will reopen 1 month after the rest of the island of Lesbos. There has been no confirmed cases of corona in Moria camp.
سلام عرض میکنم خدمت هر کسی که داره این وایس رو گوش میده. بنده یک پناهجو توی جزیره لسبوس و یونان کمپ موری هستم. دوست دارم شرایط
زیاد
سختی و بالا پایینه خیلی زیادی دیدم. اینجا امنیت درست حسابی نیست. پلیس با متخلفین زیاد برخورد قاطع و جدی نمیکنه و همین باعث وخامت و اوضاع میشه. کم خیلی شلوغ و مزدحمه. همه مردم بیشترشون تکلیف های عصبی پیدا کردن، مشکلات روحی دارن، بیماری اینجا زیاده اغلب افرادی که اینجا هستن به بیماری‌های پوستی مبتلا شدن یا درمان شدن یا در دوره درمان به سر میبرن، چون همه چی اینجا با هم دیگه مشترکه. بهداشت اینجا واقعا افتضاح. توی خیابون پر از آشغاله، هیچ رسیدگی خاصی به ماها نمیشه، امکاناتمون خیلی کمه، مثل انسانهای اولیه داریم زندگی میکنیم، امکانات رفاهی مثل برق وجود نداره یا دست خیلی افراد کمی هستش و اونم به طور ساعتیه و به طور دائم نیست. آب یکی دیگه از مشکلات ماه که اینجا خیلی کم و سخت پیدا میشه و
تمام
عمری که نفر اینجا میگذرونه توی همین صفای غذا میگذره و تموم میشه. ساعت ها باید توی این صفای غذا بمونیم. رعایت حد و فاصله بین افراد اینجا وجود نداره.
Basic features such as electricity are not available.
این شیوع ویروس کرونا اوضاع رو بدتر میکنه و مطمئنن اگر کسی بخواد اینجا مبتلا بشه و به عنوان یک ناقل اینجا راه برو بگرده، باعث بیماری خیلی از افراد دیگه میشه. ما رو قرنطینه
کردن. For 20,000 people there is only one food line and a lot of time wasted on it every day. No destination is observed for coronavirus.
و این خودش کار رو واسه ما سخت‌تر میکنه، چون وسایل بهداشتی وجود نداره و ما برای تهیه وسایل بهداشتی نیاز داریم به مکانهای مختلف مثل سوپرمارکت ها بریم. و خودتون فکر کنید 20,000 نفر، یه دونه سوپرمارکت وجود داره واسه 20,000 نفر.
We are not allowed to enter the camp, but we need sanitary facilities.
ما رو متفرق و
پرکنه میکنیم. And there is only one supermarket for all this population.
و متاسفانه هیچ نهادی نیست که پاسخگو بشه و صدای ما رو بشنوه و به خود عکس العملی نشون بده. سردی هوا تقریبا گذشته و ما توی همین زمستونی که بودیم اینجا سپری کردیم، توی یک چادر خیلی ضعیف که باد راحت باد و بارون داخلش نفوذ میکنه و باعث خیس شدن لباس ها پتوها.
And unfortunately there is no organization that can make our voice heard by other people in the world.
هوا گرمتر میشه چون تابستونای خیلی داغی داره، باعث آتش سوزی میشه. من توی این حدود 7 ماهی که بودم حدود 5-6 تا مورد آتش سوزی رو خودم به چشم دیدم و متاسفانه تعدادی از افرادم توی همین آتش سوزی به علت نبود امکانات جون خودشون رو از دست دادن. آخرین مورد تو
In the winter we lived in tents through which water passed easily, wetting our clothes and blankets, and we didn't have heating equipment.
فقط به خاطر اینکه مشکلات زیاد اینجا و رسیدگی خاصی نمیشه، مردم ازدحامشون خیلی زیاده و خیمه ها و چادر ها همه چسبیده به همه و با یک اتصال
آتش‌سوزی بزرگی اینجا میشه و
این چادر ها مقاوم در برابر آتش‌سوزی نیستن و بدتر آتش رو شعله ورتر میکنن. همچنین آبی وجود نداره که اونجا بخوان خاموش کنن و معمولا آتش‌سوزی‌ها بیشتر با خود کمک‌های مردمی که همین لسبوس زندگی میکنن، تو همین کم زندگی میکنن، خاموش میشه. دکتر
There are not enough doctors to treat the people and the people have to wait 10 days or more for to see a doctor.
توی صفا هر روز میرن و برمیگردن دستخالی و فردا باز دوباره میرن تا بتونن داروی پیدا کنن واسه بیماریشون. متاسفانه دارو هم خیلی کمه. متاسفانه رفتار افرادی که داخل همین جزیره یونان زندگی میکنن با مهاجرا خوب نیست و رفتار درستی ندارن. و باعث میشه که ما خیلی از جاهای همین جزیره رو هم نمیتونیم راحت بریم و یا اصلا نمیریم، قدغنه برای ما، چون اگر اونجا بخوایم بریم منجر به درگیری.
Resident on the island are not treating refugees well, and some areas of the island are forbidden to us.
یک و نیم ماه قبل بود که تنها مدرسه‌ای که برای این کم وجود داشت رو آتیش زدن و دیگه مدرسه‌ای وجود نداره. تعلیمات و ادغام با جامعه تو این جزیره وجود نداره، به ما هیچ درسی اهم از کلاس‌های یونانی یا چیزای دیگه به ما نیست، رسیدگی نیست و چیزای خیلی ساده و پیش پا افتاده مثل که برق نداشته باشه آدم رو.
Last month, the only school for asylum seekers was set on the fire, and there is no longer a school.
چوب رو آتیش بزنم و غذا تهیه کنم و درست کنم. متاسفانه مهمترین موضوعی که مشکل مردم که اینجا وجود داره روند رسیدگی به پناهندگی افراد اصلا درست نیست. شرایط رسیدگی به پناهندگی به شدت خرابه. کسایی هستن که واقعا
And finally our most important problem is in the long process of refugee mediation and we don't have a lawyer to defend our case.
اگر ما برگردیم به کشور اصلیمون که باعث مرگ ما میشه اومدیم اینجا، ولی متاسفانه این رفتار درست با ما نمیشه و جواب ما رو درست نمیدن و بیشتر افرادی که اینجا میان متاسفانه رد میخورن کیس پناهندگیشون و نهاد دیگه نیست. وکیل اینجا زیاد وجود نداره، باید شهر بریم و حدود 3-4 تا وکیل هستش که اونام نمیتونن کامل و درست ما رو راهنمایی و هدایت کنن. معمولا یک برگه ای به اداره مهاجرت داخل کمپ به ما میدن که وقتی اونو تحویل اونا میدیم متاسفانه هیچ پیگیری نمیشه و نهایتاً بعد از چند روز که حدوداً 10 روز بعد از پروسه رد خوردن پناهندگی افراد هستش، پلیس میاد و افراد رو دستبند میزنه و میبره. 10 روز مهلت خیلی کمیه واسه ارائه مدرک جدید و این کار رو خیلی سختتر و دشوارتر میکنه. واقعا دوست داریم که صدای ما رو بشنوید و اگر کمکی از دستتون برمیاد برای ما انجام بدید، چون ما تمام زندگیمون رو گذاشتیم اومدیم اینجا و به علت برخی مشکلات سیاسی و عقیدتی و یا هر چیزی دیگه ای که افراد اومدن اینجا نمیتونیم به کشور اصلیمون برگردیم و واقعا از شما کمک میخواییم. اگر صدای منو میشنوید و میتونید کمک کنید، خواهش میکنم ازتون این کار رو برای ما انجام بدید، چون واقعا ما گرفتاریم و نیاز به کمک شدید شما داریم.
توی نام گفته بودی مثل باد بی سر زمینی دنبال خودت میگردی، آب بارون رو میبینی، به پرنده مهاجر علکی بگو که خوبه، نگو تفلی شوق پرواز.
سلام و احترامات تقدیم همه کسانی که در این گروه حضور دارن. بنده اسم یوسف حسینی، یک افغان هستم، در کمپ موریا زندگی میکنم. به مدت
تقریبا
9 ماه یا 10 ماه شد که اینجا هستم و مشکلات خیلی زیادی رو ما اینجا متقبل شدیم، از لحاظ چی غذا، از لحاظ سراسر دیگه مشکلات هست، از همه لحاظ ما اینجا مشکلات زیادی داریم. روز به روز به جای اینکه مشکلات ما کمتر شوه بلکه افزوده شده.
دیگه
ما خواستم صدای ما برسیم
و همگی تا ای که بخونم
ما خیلی به مشکلات داریم زندگی میکنیم و سپری میکنیم. اگر ما بخوایم مثلا بخوایم بریم مارکت باید در لاین استاد شوم یکی دو ساعت که تایی که نوبت ما در لاین برسه. بعد از لاین هم اونجا اگر مثلا از مارکت خلاص شوم دستشویی یا حمام امثال اینها. مثلا ما بخوایم دکتر برویم یا بخوایم بانک برویم پول بکشم یا ما بخوایم مثلا
we see a lot of problems here such as food and clothing and basic things and problems are added day by day. If we need something we have to wait in line for about 2 hours in the market and after the market this is the problem to go to bathroom or toilet in every day.
روز به روز بالاخره یک روحیه نداریم ما که یک امیدی داشته باشیم که ما بین او آرزو و بین او امید ما زندگی بکنیم. درد دل ما خود زیاد است. بالاخره خواستم فقط همه قدرش را بفهمین. دیگه کمپ موریا به تعداد 3000 یا 4000 تا جایی که البته شنیدیم.
We are getting more and more tired because there is no hope to live here. And here is many asylum seekers from every country and culture and every few days we sometimes see differences and conflicts between these people.
که پناهجویان اینجا زندگی میکنن از هر کشوری چی افغان و چی ایران و چی مثلا کجا را بگویم مثلا عراق و امثال اینها کشورها خیلی زیاد هستند که در این کم مهاجرین خیلی زیاد هستند. روز به روز جنگ و دعوا و اینها را همش یک مشکلات است. بالاخره
It was short speak from me that I wanted to share with you. Thank you for listening to me.
اینجا بتانیم راحت زندگی هم نمیتانیم کرده اینجا. بالاخره ای از یک صحبت های کوتاهی بود که من خواستم به گوش شما برسم. اما صحبت های بعدی و در از مدت من انشالله که صدا میفرستم یا ای که کوشش میکنم که اگر بتانم به زبان انگلیسی بر شما روان بکنم اگر نتونستم بازم به زبان فارسی بر شما میفرستم روان میکنم. می کمکی از کوتاه مختصر فقط از درد دل ما بود از چیزایی که میبینم روزمره با او سر و کار دارم فقط هم یاره براتون گفتم. در یک روز مکمل ما بالاخره مختصر ختم کلام فقط در انتظار بودن ما سپری میکنیم. فقط خسته میشیم روز به روز. واقعا ما خسته شدیم از این حالت. واقعا خسته شدیم. چی کار باید بکنیم چی کار نباید بکنیم. دیر نمیشه. روز نمی رقم میگذره. بالاخره عمر نمی رقم میگذره. امیدی ما نداریم و من الله توفیق همگی را به خداوند بسپارم. انشالله که جور صحتمند باشین. دیگه خداحافظ همه فعلا.
یه حکایت دروغ به پرنده مهاجر الکی بگو که خوبه نگو طفلی شوق پرواز. یه حکایت دروغه.
ESTIA stands for Emergency Support Towards Integration and Accommodation. Started in 2017, it is funded by the EU and run by UNHCR in cooperation with the Greek government, local authorities and NGOs. The program provides accommodation in apartments and hotels in Greece, as well as the cash card scheme, which provides a variant and relative amount of money to individuals and families. In February 2019, Syriza and UNHCR announced they will be evicting people from these accommodation structures and ending cash support, giving 6-month notice periods after individuals gain asylum. In November 2019, a new asylum law is passed, which among many other things, reduces the eviction notice period from 6 months to 2 months.
یه قانون هست که هیچ جا درد شده نیستش. توی خیابون حاکمه ترد شده نیستش. سخت شده ریسکش که بی صدا هرچی بد خواهه بشه بی صدا. بزو از این قانون بکم بیشتر بکم هرچه منتقدین من میخوام بیشتر بشم.
We cannot stay quiet and say okay. So then we decided to move and do actions. about eviction as well, because the war is coming now into our houses. The first eviction started on November 2019. The law was done with, was put in practice through Ministry of Migration. And they said the migrants who are recognized, they must be out of the project, NGOs, accommodation. So we have less place. We don't need to pay so much money because they have work, they have papers, they have documents, they are legal, they can find job, they can work for slaving, you know. And they start the first wave of eviction. They were, in the beginning, they were blackmailing migrants with saying, okay, if you are going to leave the house, we will keep for 6 months your cash. Now it doesn't exist anymore because we know how they play before. So they say now immediately we block the cash. And we after first lockdown, we received a letter from NGOs. Praxis from STO organization, which is different branches of NGOs housing migrants inside, called like Caritas, Nostos, Praxis, and they brought us some letters which says you should leave your house 31st of May. Lockdown is not over. It's open for economic issues, for the slaves to work, for people to earn money for the state and put the repression on police department. This is what they want to do. So they open it to clean, to put migrants more in a hot situation, to take them every day from squares, from the streets. 30 migrants every single day. It's like put them where? And then on the other hand, there is IOM, there is Helios, there is such a things going on from UNHCR, from UN. And all over the world, they are quiet. And also European, they are giving money to Greece to close the borders, put them more in detention center, put them more in closed camp, police stations, throw them to streets. And I'm like, this is human rights, yes, because human rights doesn't exist for us. It doesn't exist. It's only a speech from UN for all over the world, who they choose who deserves. We cannot say we deserve. This is the state's propaganda against migrants and migration. So we decided to have, as a first step, to resist inside the houses, because we cannot be covered with Helios, which is a bunch of IOM. They go to detention center in the name of voluntary deportation, which is for us inhumanity. Blackmailing people and telling them migrants who are 18 months in detention center for having only crime, having no paper. And then tell them, if you are gonna back to your country, we will pay your ticket or even more to go back where? To the hell we came from. It's not humanity. It's not. It's actually, for me, humanitarianism behavior. They do these shit things. And they say now there is Helios, which it doesn't work and they don't have enough money. They want contract of the houses already in your hand to be covered with this organization. They have no enough money for everybody. We are talking not about 20 families, 30 families. We're talking about a big number of migrants, no matter of situation, no matter of condition in life. Pregnant women, single mothers, old people. We're talking about 12,000 migrants in the street for the state to be slave and work for them. To economy goes up. This is the plan, very clear for everybody. When they don't need us, they put us in closed camp. When they want us to work as a slave for them, they say, okay, go out to work. So we say, we don't leave, because this money is not enough for bills, for rent, for food, for medication. We cannot leave our houses and live in the street with such a situation, being faced with all of these issues in society. And then we said, okay, we are talking about a big number of people. So we should be public what we're doing. We're a group of migrants having assembly mostly every day, discussing about what we want to do, what we think, what we believe, because we believe in equality and justice in our team, in our group. We don't want to separate for the nationalities, to separate for the skin color, to separate for languages. We can cover these things, you know. I mean, for translation, we can find some people to help us, to communicate, to stand all together, shoulder by shoulder in this situation. So we said, okay, now we can make, for the first step, we can make one microphone key in public space to call other migrants, to show them we are here and we want to resist. If you are up to this, join us. This is the plan. Because we cannot, I cannot propose to migrants to resist when they are risking such a things also, on the other hand, like documents, risking court, trial, detention center, prison. I cannot propose to them. But if they are ready, I will stand by them every single day of their life. We have a text about our group. We have text about Helios organization. We talking about a big demo to also inform all migrants, collectives, Greek movement, and Solidarian, international comrades, to stand all together. This is our goal. In this such a situation all over the world. It's everywhere, it's not only in Greece. Right government is in power everywhere now. And we cannot say only it's in Greek, it's much more horrible here, of course. And okay, now we want to have on Monday, 1st of June, we will have gathering in front of UNHCR main office, because they told us even if you don't leave the place, the house, we will block your cash. So there is no money for food, for medicine, for diaper, for powder milk. There is no ice cream for children. Ah, I think everybody goes to shop and buy ice cream for their children. We don't deserve it. What is this life? Disrespectful. We cannot stand this. So we decided to fight back, resist. And we are in communication with some lawyers who are comrades, who are good people, who are willing to support us, to stand together. Let's see what they want to do. We are imagining some kind of, because now control over houses, accommodations, is in new democracy hand. It's not anymore UNHCR. They are playing rules and games, but the most power is with the new democracy. So we can imagine like police repression, beating migrants, blood on the street. We can see that from now. But in the houses, still it didn't happen, hopefully. But we should be prepared and have it in mind. As they said in 31st of May, and we are aware that there is threatment to people, 300 people are going to be evicted from Eliona's camp. And we are aware that they threaten people at 4 in the morning with riot cops to kick them out of the houses because it's like out of connexes, because it's like 4 in the morning, there is no big attention, it will be quiet, clean them and put them in the street somewhere here and there. In Athens, they cannot do it very quick because we live in apartments, we don't live in camps. If they want to get in, through the laws, if they want to get into the houses, accommodation houses, they have to pass trial. They have to pass through court, which costs lots of money for them. Each case is a big number, like we're talking about 7,500 people inside accommodation houses. So each case takes lots of money to apply, time to pass court and trial, and then there is a decision with police repression inside the houses. Maybe, because when we signed the first contract with NGOs, they wrote already in contract, if we say you should leave and you don't, we have the right to bring police.
This is written very officially. But if we say no, we don't want this, there is no house. You cannot have a house. So like, now we are talking with lawyers to see how much they can go forward, if it's gonna be a immediate eviction with police repression inside the houses. About camps, we are sure, because there are camps and they want to clean and put people out. In saying we want to replace migrants from Ireland, for me it doesn't make sense. You're throwing people in the street replacing others. چه قانون جنگله ضعیف میمیره همیشه قوی سرتره اینجا خیابونه چشا تو یکم با کن قانونشو شهر میدم باش من خودم یک خانواده هستم پنج نفر اگه سه نفر مریض دارم موقعی که کارپول منو قطع بکنن ده جا رفتم دنبال خانه برای من خانه ندادن چون من پول ندارم و مهاجر هستم میگن ما به مهاجر خانه نمیدیم وقتی به ما خانه ندن ما پول نداشته باشیم کجا باید بریم با سه تا مریض ما کجا باید برم چرا ما را از خانه ما بیرون میکنید؟ چرا کارت پول ما را قطع میکنید؟ بیاین جواب بده.
I am a family with five members, three children who they are sick with disabilities, physical and mental issues. We are gathering here. We are looking for an answer. You should come out and give us an answer. We are waiting for you. دوش میشه پایمان شهر و هنوز زنده هم این واسه من یه سواله باید طور دیگه بمیرم اسرائیل تزو داده ما بینه یه کله گرد بزرگ شدیم ما عینه یه بچه گرد خب گرد شدیم روح بچه سیاه نیست وقت تولد همون بچه هم اما بچه طلب شد هم بی گناه هم خدا هم شاهده فمی کنی بشه کسی به خدا هم پاک بده ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به میگی حرف نزن بذار بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به میگی حرف نزن بذار بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانیم مثل خیلی ها روزی که روح آزاد بشه کی میاد آدم های دور تو همه گیلاش خورسه و نهایت تو هم میشی لاش خور چه بد خیلی ها زندن چون که کشتن جرمه انسانیت کو کشتن مرده پشتم شد به جامعه اختم توی رب شد تا دسه اینا همه باعث این شدن فاصله بین عشق و نفرت زیاد شه چون خیابون قاسبه میگیره عشق و از تو نفرت به جاش نگو چرا ناراحتی ارسم به جا از بند و باز کن چون که بازم حرف دارم من نرفم راستو میکنم دفاع از کارم بذار بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به هم میگی حرف نزن بذار بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به هم میگی حرف نزن بذار بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به هم میگی حرف نزن بذار بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به هم میگی حرف نزن بذار بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم
On the 4th of June, people from the camp of Ritsona organize a demo with people from outside. Their demands are papers, freedom of movement and passports for all, and cash assistance. Their message from the 7th of June says, Good morning. We protest with the following requests. To not remove the refugees from the homes, housing and from the camps. To speed up the procedures for them to get travel documents and to have appointment dates. To have the administrative work related to refugee papers accelerated and to increase reception centers or asylum offices in Athens because Alimos and Katehaki centers are not enough and there is a lot of crowding because many refugees are at these two centers only. To give the cash assistance to refugees and activate the cash cards that have been suspended for more than 4 months. To activate Skype and start the registration of new asylum applications and to give them appointments for their asylum interviews soon. To open the schools and places of education for children so that they return to their schools as soon as possible and to not delay for the sake of false pretenses such as corona, etc. Camps and prisons are left dirty and unequipped to house people. Lockdown measures in camps haven't ended yet. This increases tensions and deteriorates people's health. Meanwhile, Greek authorities have been doing secret illegal pushbacks and trying to legalize them through a new anti-migration law and through appeals to the EU. Asylum requests are being rejected almost automatically, and it's very difficult to appeal. On the 29th of May, residents of the camp in Vagiochori occupied in protest against the decision to kick out those who have got asylum, the huge delays in the asylum process, like some interviews are in 2022, the fact that their children are still not going to school and not getting vaccinated.
Ένα κόσμο να ρίξουμε πάνω τους. Θα τους πέσει βάρη στο κεφάλι τους. Δεν θα αντέξουν οι ασπίδες στα κράνη τους. Πέφτουν, μα όταν πέφτουμε, πέφτουμε πάνω τους. Πέφτουμε πάνω στα κεφάλια τους. Οι ευχές τους γίνονται κατάρες τους και έχουν. Και έχουν. Ένα κόσμο να αλλάξουμε. Πέφτουν, πιο συχνά από ό,τι αντέχουμε. Μα μαζί σου λέω το έχουμε. Να σηκωνόμαστε, μαζί να πέφτουν. Πέφτουν, μα όταν πέφτουμε, πέφτουμε πάνω τους. Πέφτουμε πάνω στα κεφάλια τους. Οι ευχές τους γίνονται κατάρες τους και έχουν. Και έχουν. Ένα κόσμο να αλλάξουμε. Πέφτουν. Να πω τα αντέχουμε, μα μαζί σου λέω το έχουμε. Να σηκωνόμαστε, μαζί να πέφτουμε. Μα όταν πέφτουμε, πέφτουμε πάνω. Πέφτουμε πάνω στα κεφάλια. Η ευχή τους γίνεται κατάρα, τους και έχουμε. Ένα κόσμο να αλλάξουμε, πέφτουμε. Πιο συχνά πω τα αντέχουμε.